We listen to the creed, but do we really know what it means? We sit still in our agriculture classes, our brains feeling like molasses when we hear those words.
I believe.
We believe? We believe what? We believe who? We believe when? We believe how? Do I believe?
Yes.
Because when we hear those words with a faith born not of words but of deeds, we know that all that is here on this earth is because of a farmer's dream. Because of the work, the labor, the product of our toil, we know that we strike greater riches than when Jed Clampett struck oil.
I believe in the future.
Because when we zip up this jacket and we hear those words, we know that all that we work for is not just an act, a moment in time that won't affect mine. No, it's when we hear about
those joys and discomforts that we really see the cause.
And when we work and we work and we work without pause.
I cannot deny.
Because we hear those words, we feel the love. We know that E.M. Tiffany put the
spark behind our eyes.
No matter what situation, what time, what place, we always speak these words with a smile on our face. Because it's not about the titles, awards, the plaques, and recognition. Today it's about the man who had the premonition.
E.M. Tiffany put the words behind the heart. He took a moment, he took charge.
I believe in
leadership from ourselves and respect from others.
So that we can lead the way for our fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers. Because this creed describes an entire organization, one that reaches across the nation with such knowledge and skill as we can secure, keeping our interests and our pursuits pure.
I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining.
Because of the creed, we know that nothing in life comes free. We work and pray and work more and more each day so that happiness may find us before we turn the cows out to hay.
In being happy myself.
So that our life isn't more worthless than the dust on the shelf. When we hear these words and we live out their sounds, then joy and success and peace will come abounds.
85 years since the pen took to paper and the power behind it has not begun to waver.
It means hope to the green hand who hears the words.
It means joy to the senior who knows the message will always be heard.
It brings memories to the businesswoman who has long since worn the blue.
It brings peace to the dad who wonders what his children will do.
It's a faith born not of words, but of deeds. Which is why we don't just say, we live out the creed.
I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that...
I
can exert influence in my home and community, which will stand solid for...
My
part in that inspiring task.
If we truly believe these words and live them out in our life,
then prove them and show them in happiness and in strife.
Join us in celebrating years of selfless deeds.
Please turn your eyes to the screen as we reflect and rejoice on 85 years of the FFA Creed.
My father, Irwin Tiffany, grew up in Linden, Kansas, and the family had a house and a farm on the edge of town. My father's job was to be a representative of the University of Wisconsin and traveling around the state, teaching vocational agricultural topics in the Wisconsin high schools. You'd like to get the kids out onto the farm, reaching the heart and soul of learning to be a farmer in the field. And he was getting ready for the annual conference of the Future Farmers of America. And he wanted to do something to kind of put a stake in the ground and say, here's where I stand. That became the creed. It wasn't an academic statement, it was a philosophic statement. It's a work of philosophy, it's a work of art. The amazing thing is that here at 85 years, it gives me a warm feeling to know that my father had the sensitivity to have been able to make that contribution, affect the lives of so many. That made all the difference in the world.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
With a faith born not of words, but of deeds.
Achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturists.
And the promise of better days through better ways.
Even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggles of former years.
I believe that to live and work on a good farm,
or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits,
is pleasant as well as challenging.
For I know the joys and discomforts of agricultural life.
And hold an inborn fondness for those associations which,
even in hours of discouragement, I cannot deny.
I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others.
I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly
with such knowledge and skill as I can secure.
And in the ability of progressive agriculturists to serve our own and the public interest
in producing and marketing the product of our toil.
I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining.
In the life abundant.
And enough honest wealth to help make it so, for others as well as myself.
And less need for charity, and more of it when needed.
And being happy myself.
And playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me.
I believe that American agriculture can and will
hold true to the best traditions of our national life.
And that I can exert an influence in my home and community,
which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task.
A special thank you goes out to Ms. Bailey Hyde and the Burlington FFA chapter in Oklahoma for their hard work in getting in contact with Mr. Tiffany. Bailey's passion for our history, our organization's history, amplified after competing in the Creed competition. Let's give them all one more big round of applause.